reply with a parable or illustration.
耶稣第一个回答就是说，新郎跟陪伴之人同在的时候，怎么能叫陪伴的人进食呢？
So Jesus told them, while the bridegroom's here, how can the how can his best men fast? The wedding party. How can they fast and not?
How many? 你们多少人？有多少人去参加婚礼的时候后来都进食的？举手。
How many people went to a wedding reception and fasted during wedding reception?
那是错误的地方嘛。
That doesn't make sense.
所以主耶稣就这个意思。
So that's what Jesus meant.
主耶稣是新郎。
Jesus is the bridegroom.
他是真正的新郎。
He's the real bridegroom.
那些跟着他的门徒，新郎还在的时候，他们为什么要进食呢？他们应该欢喜快乐。
So when his disciples are with him, why should they fast?
主耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
So Jesus also gave another illustration.
没有人把新衣服撕下来，一块来补在旧衣服上。
No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one.
若是这样，就把新的撕破了。
Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment.
并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。
And the patch from the new will not match the old.
这里讲到就是说一个新的，一个本质不同的两样东西是没有办法在一起的。
So it talks about two different things cannot be one together. Two different kinds of materials.
The essence, the different, the two things have different essence. They cannot mix together. They cannot be together. 这就是那个圣经上有讲，对不对？他说，信与不信的，你们有什么相通呢？有什么相交的？就是同样的。
Just like the passage say about those believers and non-believers, how can they be one? What do they have in common?
这也是为什么一个真正 重生得救的基督徒跟一个非基督徒很难在婚姻上能够和谐。
That's why it's really hard for a believer to marry to an unbeliever and to be one.
最后耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
And lastly, Jesus gave another illustration.
这是我今天要跟大家分享。
And this is what I want to share with you.
就讲到新酒跟新皮带。
About the new wine skin and new wine.
他说没有，也没有人把新酒装在旧皮带里。
Nobody poured the new wine into a new old wineskin.
若是这样，新酒必将皮带裂开，酒便露出来，皮带也就坏了。
So the new wine, you pour the new wine into an old wineskin, the old wineskin will burst.
但新酒必须装在新皮带里。So
new wine needs to be poured into a new wineskin.
主耶稣是一个很会教导的老师。So
Jesus was a very good teacher.
他每次都用生活里面最简单的事情来解释最复杂的真理。
So he always used life illustrations to explain spiritual things that's hard to understand.
他这边就用酒跟皮带。
So he used the illustration of wine and wineskin.
当那个时代还没有发明玻璃哦。
So before at that age, before they invented the glass.
所以那时候的酒不是放在玻璃的这个 瓶子里面是装在羊皮带里面。
So the wine was stored in wineskin, not like in glass bottles.
但是那个羊皮哦，它倒当那个酒刚刚倒进去的时候。
So when the wine just poured into the wineskin.
因为它还没有完全发酵完毕。
Because it has not been fully fermented.
所以当它开始发酵的时候。
When it started to ferment it.
所以它那个羊皮就一下这边凸一块，那边凸一块。
So it started pushing the wineskin out.
Here and there. 然后等到那个发酵完毕了。
When the fermentation is completed.
然后再放了很长的一段时间。
And been put in there for a long time.
然后就把酒倒出来。
Then they poured the wine out.
当酒都倒光了。
When the wine is empty.
那个皮带其实就变得很硬。
So then the wineskin becomes very hard.
然后就是各种奇奇怪怪的形状。
So all different kinds of things happen. Shape, going to different kinds of shape.
所以当美酒被人喝完的时候。
So before the wine was drank, all drank.
那个皮带变成旧的很难看的一个皮带。
So once the wine is used up, the wine skin looks very funny, not good looking.
我在教他怎么翻译。那个旧 然后这个旧皮带你再倒一个新的那个还没有酝酿的酒倒进去的时候。
So you pour a new wine into this old wineskin.
那个旧皮带立刻就会爆裂。
The old wineskin will just burst.
因为那个皮带已经没有弹性了。
Oh, because the wineskin has no more elasticity.
因为它很硬了。
Because it's very hard.
它没有办法承受这个新酒的酝酿。
It will not be able to receive the new wine when it expands.
你会不会觉得这故事听起来很深的意思？
Do you think that this parable or illustration is very profound?
你会不会觉得这个旧皮带好像某一个人呢？
Do you...can connect this old wineskin to a certain person.
我们常常都在想某某人就好像这个旧皮带。
So we can think, oh, this person is like this old wineskin.
一点弹性都没有。 Not elastic.
It's not flexible.
其实弟兄姊妹们，
My brothers and sisters,
求神的灵来光照我们自己。
May the Lord come and enlighten our eyes.
我们很容易看到别人的过错。
We so easy for us to see the other people's shortcomings, weaknesses.
主耶稣讲这个有很深的意思。
Jesus has very profound meaning when he said this.
因为那些人来问耶稣那个问题，并不是他们没有答案。
When those people come to ask Jesus this question, it's not because they don't have the answer.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
很多时候有人来问你问题，他不是没有答案。
A lot of people, they come to ask you a question, not because they don't have an answer.
他是要表达他的意见。
They come to you to express their opinion.
他们其实来跟耶稣讲的意思是这样，我翻译给你们听。
Let me interpret what these people meant.
他们的意思就是说，主耶稣啊，你啊，根本就不要再说你是弥赛亚了。
They come to, what they're thinking is that, oh, Jesus, don't think you are Messiah.
你看看你的门徒。
Look at your disciples.
贪杯好酒。
They are gluttonous and they like to drink. They're drunkards.
肚子那么大。
Look at their big stomach.
都不进食。
Do not fast.
你看我们多厉害。
Look how great we are.
我们常常进食。
We fast often.
常常祷告。
We pray often.
主耶稣最棒的就是他从来不直接回答你。
The neat thing about Jesus' reply is that he does not reply to you directly.
你去看四福音，他从来不直接回答你。
You look at read the four gospels. He does not reply directly.
他每一次就讲一个比喻回答你。
He usually reply with a parable.
因为他是神啊。
Because he is God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很多时候有很多事困扰你。
There are many things that bothers you.
你一直问神。
You keep asking God.
好像没有答案。
Looks like there's no answer to this.
其实神已经回答你。
But actually, God already has answered you.
神用比喻在回答你。
Guys, using illustrations.
请问什么是比喻呢
？What are parables?
比喻是个很奇特的事情。
It's a very special thing.
比喻是把两种类似事情放在一起。
It's by put together two things together.
类似的事情。
Similar things together.
一个是比较具体看得见的。
One is more concrete that you can see it.
一个是抽象看不见的。
One is more abstract, you cannot see it.
所以你看到那个看得见的，就会明白那看不见的。
So when you see what can be seen, it's easy to understand what cannot be seen.
但是我再去研究更深一点。
But as I study further,
他说比喻有两种作用。
It says that there are two purposes for the parables.
一个作用是把那个不懂的让你懂。
Is to make the things that's hard to understand understandable.
另外一个是本来该让你懂的，你看到那比喻你就不懂了。
But also you can make something understandable ununderstandable. I mean, cannot be understood.
Is use something to hide the truth from you. 所以那个比喻到底是看得懂，你看得懂还看不懂，就看你这个人的心是什么样的心。
So to be able to understand or not understand the parable, it's determined by your heart.
所以耶稣每次讲到很多人都听不懂。
So all the time Jesus say a lot of parables and people don't understand.
我举一个例子好了。
For instance,
那个你如果做采访记者去采访那些人、啊、他们听完耶稣道说你今天听得怎么样啊。
So if you're a reporter and you go and ask people how do you think, what do you think about what you have heard?
他说哦今天他讲得很精彩。
And that person, oh this message was so good.
他说他讲一个撒种的比喻。
And he talked about a parable about sowing.
所以一个人出去撒种有四种土，怎么就讲一大堆。
So this person went out sowing the seeds, and there were four different types of soil.
其实那些观众听了以后，他们不知道这是什么意思。
Actually, the crowd doesn't understand what that means.
门徒也不知道这是什么意思。
And the disciples don't understand what that means.
所以后来耶稣退下去，在私下的时候，他们就问耶稣说：“你刚才讲这是什么意思？”
So in private, the disciples asked Jesus, "What do you mean by your parable?"
因为门徒很有心要知道那是什么意思。
Because the disciples has the heart to learn.
Amen.
What it means.
如果你要寻求神,
if you want to seek God,
你一定要有心去寻求他。
You need to have the heart to seek God.
你一定要放下自己的主见寻求他。
You need to lay down your own opinions.
不然你就会觉得这个没有什么意思。
Otherwise, you think this is sort of meaningless.
因为神就把那个事情隐藏起来。
Because God hide the truth.
圣经上说神阻挡骄傲的人, 赐恩给谦卑的人。
God said he resists the proud and give grace to the humble.
很多人说，哇，上帝还会阻挡骄傲人？那骄傲人很厉害，他还可以阻挡他。
Some people say, "Wow, God can resist the proud."
其实神阻挡骄傲人的意思是说，神就从骄傲人的眼中把他自己隐藏起来，你就看不出来这是神的作为。
So what that means that God will hide Himself from those who are proud.
我相信你们都是很有心的人。
I'm sure that you all have a heart to seek God.
我希望今天的真理对你是一个敞开的真理。
I hope this message will be a message you can understand.
这个比喻如何应用到我们生命里面呢？
We use this parable into our life.
这个皮带可以指我们这个人，我们这个整个人。
So the wineskin refers to us as a person.
可以指我们的思想，我们的价值观，我们的观点。
It can refer to our mindset.
Perspective and value system. 也可以指一个组织。
It can refer to an organization.
一个公司,
a company.
那旧皮带是什么呢?
What is old wineskin?
你们说怎么样? 如果是指一个人旧皮带是怎么样呢?
So it refers to a person, what does he look like?
是老旧思想的，是过时的价值观还观点，是不是?
People who has old mindset cannot be changed.
当然不是你了。
Of course it's not you.
你是非常开明的。
You are very open-minded.
我们每个人都这样觉得, right?
We all feel that way, right?
你们有哪一个人在这里说你是旧皮带的举手? 没有一个人承认自己是旧皮带。
People who think you are old wineskin, you can raise your hand.
我想法利赛人也不觉得他们是旧皮带。
I don't think the Pharisees think they are old wineskin.
觉得他们是最靠近神的。
They feel like they are the most spiritual ones.
这边新酒是什么呢?
What does the new wineskin refers to?
No, new wine.
New wines refers to.
新酒是指从神而来的启示、价值、智慧、亮光跟教导。
The new wine refers to God's revelations, wisdoms, teachings.
新皮带就是指一个被更新的思想、价值观跟观点。
So the new wineskin is the one who has been enlightened by God.
一个被
and been changed, transformed by God's word.
一个被更新 也是指一个被更新的组织啊, 或公司啊, 或教会啊, 或等等等等。 他说要我自己翻译，他就说 new wine skin referred to a organization, someone's mind perspective being renewed. It can refer to an organization, it can refer to be a company, a church, etc., etc. 所以你说牧师啊，你讲了那么多，到底跟我有什么关系啊？
So you say, Pastor, you just talk a lot about new wine and new wine skin. What does that relate to me?
我下面要跟大家分享一下，说这个比喻跟真理对大使命灵粮堂有什么启示？
So,
你要不要来翻好？下面是考试了啊！你下面你要被建立，你就要考试过这一关。
What is the revelation for this church from this parable?
在25年前
25 years ago
在就是1993年
the year 1993
春天的时候
in the springtime
神给我跟师母有一个很深的感动
God gave me and Marlene a very deep revelation
我们就是盼望在这个末后的世代
that we want to be in this end time
我们希望能够建立一个圣灵可以自由运行的教会。
We want to build a church where the Holy Spirit can move freely.
是一个信徒的生命中可以结满圣灵的果子的教会。
That the believers will have will grow, bear many fruits.
每一个圣徒能够被圣灵充满，满有圣灵恩赐的教会。
And every believer will be filled by the Holy Spirit, and then they will have the gift of the Holy Spirit.
然后他们可以各尽其职，发挥其功效。
And then they will stand in their place and serve where God puts them.
我们刚开始大概就十多个年轻人而已。
When we first started, we have like about 10-ish young people.
我也从来没有受过任何的训练，说怎么开创教会。
And I was never been trained how to start a church.
所以犯的错误也很多。
So I have made a lot of mistakes.
就跌跌撞撞的往前走。
So through the tough time, I just keep moving.
在2001年。
In the year 2001.
我们做了一件非常正确的事情。We
have made a really correct decision.
就是我们的 领袖团队经过祷告之后,
and said our servant leader team after prayer and seeking the Lord,
我们很清楚地知道,
that we truly we clearly know
我们需要加入灵粮的大家庭,
that we need to be alliance to the Linliang church family.
从那一年开始,
starting from that year,
我们就是属于灵粮大家庭的一份,
that we have become part of the family of Linliang church, Bread of Life church.
跟大家介绍一下灵粮堂这个是怎么开始的。
I will just introduce to you briefly how the Bread of Life Church started.
是开始在中国的上海。
It was started in China, Shanghai.
是一个赵世光，一个奉新家布道教叫赵世光牧师开始。
It's a pastor Zhao, and he's a revivalist.
我为什么要讲这个呢？
Why do I need to talk about this?
因为这个创立的人非常重要。
Because the founder is very important.
赵牧师非常爱灵魂。
The pastor Zhao is a person who loves many souls.
他讲到每次讲完，很多人信耶稣。
Every time he preaches, many people comes to the Lord.
然后这些信耶稣人太多了。
There's so many people that came to the Lord.
然后他们都没有去教会。
They don't have a place to go. They don't go to church.
后来他们就问赵牧师说：“我们信耶稣以后，我们都没有找到教会，我们怎么办呢？”
Well, and then those people asked, Pastor Zhao says, we become a believer, but we don't have church to go.
他说你们自己聚会啊。
Then Pastor Zhao says to them that you can become a family, a church yourself.
那时候我们聚会要叫什么名字呢？
But then what do we call ourselves?
他说你们都很爱慕神的话，就叫灵粮吧。
Because you all love the word of God, so let's call it the bread of life.
灵粮堂是这样来的。
That's how the names comes from.
后来神大大的使用他们。
After that, God used them mightily.
就在香港也建立灵粮堂。
And so there's Linliang Church in Hong Kong.
后来又到台湾去。
And then moved to Taiwan.
后来有台北灵粮堂。
And then there's the Taipei Bread of Life Church.
后来周神柱牧师做台北灵粮堂的牧师。
And then Pastor Zhou, Daniel Cho, become the senior pastor of the Taipei Linliang Church.
他自己被圣灵更新。
That he was renewed by the Holy Spirit himself.
后来他领导整个教会走圣灵更新的路。
And so he led the entire church to enter into the spiritual renewal.
非常不容易。
It was very tough.
就是从一个旧皮带变成新皮。
It was starting from an old wineskin going to a new wineskin.
所以能够承受神的恩膏跟恩宠。
So that's how they could receive God's anointing and God's favor. So now Taipei Bread of Life Church is our grandmother's church. Because under the Taipei Linliang Church, there is a River of Life Christian Church. And then under River of Life Christian Church, there is us, the Great Commission Christian Church.
这个整个灵粮大家庭有其中有一个使命。
So in all the family of Bread of Life, Linliang Church, we have one mission.
One of the mission.
在这个灵粮堂大家庭，他们很多使命里面，我讲这个非常重要。 They have many missions, and one of the missions is
就是他们要把福音传回耶路撒冷。
Is that they're going to preach the gospel all the way back to Jerusalem.
他们要特别帮助中国福音化。
They will help and facilitate evangelize China to become a mission nation.
2008年的时候,
in the year 2008,
周牧师在台湾就是世界灵粮大会的时候, 他开了在这个会议之前，他有一个特别的一个聚集。
There in Pastor Daniel Cho, he had a special gathering in Taipei in the year 2008.
是这样，是二百二零所说说，二零零七年有一个世界灵粮大会，
oh, okay.
世界灵粮大会，但是在那个大会之前，他有一个特别对中国事工的讲座。
So before that, international conference of the Linglang Church in the 2007, he has a talk. Yeah.
有一个特别的讲座。
There's a special talk.
然后他请一些去中国服事的人来主持不同的这个座谈。
And then he invited people who served in China to share in that session.
然后他最后就说，我们灵粮堂其中有一个很大的使命，是要帮助参与使中国福音化。
And then one of the mission of the Linglang Church is to help and to participate in the mission in helping China become a mission nation and evangelize China.
参与把福音传回耶路撒冷的运动。
And send the Chinese back to Jerusalem.
我那时候也很兴奋。
Preach the gospel back to Jerusalem.
我那时候很兴奋，他最后有邀请说哪一些主任牧师，你对这个有负担，要带领教会。我也站起来到前面去。
And during that time, I was very excited, and he invited people who felt the burden and called by God to follow this mission, and would you stand? And then I stood.
我后来回来也跟一些同工分享这个事情。
And I came back and I shared this mission, this vision, mission with my coworkers.
我今天特别跟大家分享这个。
And today I want to share this with you.
你可能觉得说这个福音传回耶路撒冷跟我有什么关系？
You might be thinking, what is the, how is that related to me, to share the gospel back to Jerusalem?
我只有在北美求生存而已。
I'm just here in Northern America trying to survive.
请问大使命是不是给每一个基督徒的？
May I ask you, is the Great Commission for every believer?
请你们回答好吗？
May you respond? Yes.
主耶稣有没有说，假如你觉得有感动，你就去做这个事。
Did Jesus say that if you feel moved, then you can do this?
我是说指大使命。
I'm talking about the Great Commission.
主耶稣不是这样讲，是吧？
Jesus didn't say that, right?
主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus says the authority from above and below has bestowed upon me.
所以你们要去。
Therefore, you should go.
使万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples in all nations.
我们教会在这个地方。
Our church is located here.
这不是一个很容易的地方。
It's not an easy location.
在经济上这边没有很多很好的工作。
In terms of finance, there isn't much working opportunity here.
特别对亚洲人跟华人来讲。
Especially for the Asian community.
所以我们这边来来去去，人来了没几年就走了。
So there are many people who came and who come to and go.
如果他们来了都没有走，我们这边最少一千人。
If they all came and stayed, there would be like 1,000 people at least.
所以有人跟我开玩笑说。
So some people said to me,
田牧师啊
，Pastor Tian,
因为你这个教会的名字取的就是不会留人的。
Because you have the name of your church won't keep anybody here.
因为它叫大使命。
Because it's called Great Commission.
大使命是去使万民做主的门。
Because the Great Commission called go and make disciples in all nations.
它不是说来就留在这里。
It doesn't say come and stay here.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
我们过去二十五年训练很多人呢。
That we have trained many people.
牧师有幽默感呢。
I'm humorous.
你知道什么叫幽默感吗？
Do you know what it means to be humorous?
就是一件你不太开心的事情。
Is that one thing that is not very, it's not something that is.
然后你从不同不同的角度来看它。
But you look at it in a different angle.
所以这个新酒这个新皮带的比喻对我们有什么启示呢
？So what is the revelation of this new wine skin?
我们教会在过去这二十五年一路走来，慢慢的走过来以后。我们就更清楚地知道我们的意向是什么，我们的使命是什么，我们的策略是什么。
And after 25 years that we've been established, the more clear that we know who we are and our missions and our visions.
我们都有节目单，请你翻。
And you have our bulletin in your hand, right?
就翻到后面好吗
？May you turn to the back.
后面都有写我们的意向。
That is written that says our vision.
我们的使命。
And our missions.
我们的策略。
And our strategies.
我们的核心价值。
And our core values.
我就不再讲了。
I'm not going to talk about them.
你可能你是访客，也不太有兴趣。
You might be just a visitor, not very interested in this.
那没关系。
But that's okay.
我们过去二十五年是一直照这个在往前走。
But in the past 25 years, we've been following this and then keep moving forward.
但是这个地方很不容易。
But then this is not a, it's a difficult location.
几年就换一批人。
And after a few years, you change a new blood.
你来这边做牧师，你就知道，
if you have been a pastor here, then you know.
所以你在心理上常常觉得蛮失落的。
And in your heart, deep inside, you always feel kind of disappointed.
很多时候同工们也很失落。
And even the co-workers feel disappointed.
后来就变成什么了？
And then what would they become?
旧皮带，
old wineskin.
你说哦，原来牧师你是要讲这个。
Now I know what you're talking about, Pastor.
不只是这样子。
Not just that.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
我想请问你做基督徒多久了？
I ask you, how long have you been a Christian?
我们当中做基督徒超过10年的举手。
How many of you have become a Christian for more than 10 years? Please raise your hand.
手不要放下来，超过15年的举手。
Wow, over 15 years, please raise your hand. Keep hold.
超过20年的举手。
You are a senior in,
我还这么多手,
哦,
请放下。
As a Christian.
前辈,
please,
前辈。
You are our elders, you know.
我再请问一句话。
May I ask you one more thing?
你信主都超过20年了。
That if you have been a Christian for over 20 years,
你对神认识多少？
How much do you know God?
你是新世代还是旧世代啊？
Are you a new generation or the old generation?
求主帮助我们好吗？
May the Lord help us.
所以我今天要讲就是说， 其实我们大使命在某一个城市也成为旧皮带了。
So I want to say that Great Commission, in a certain way, we have also become an old wineskin.
连牧师师母也变成旧皮带。
That Pastor Tian, myself, and Marlene has also become an old wineskin.
今天是一个崭新季节的开始。
And today is a new day. It's a new beginning of a new generation.
有多少人愿意今天是新的开始的举手？
How many of you want a new beginning? Please raise your hand.
我有赵世光牧师的恩膏哦。
I have the anointing of Pastor Zhao.
请放下。
May you rest your hand. Like,
我们要被更新啊。
We need to be renewed.
Amen.
Amen.
有任何地方开创教会容易吗？
Is there any place that is easy to find a church? To found a church?
你们觉得服侍主容不容易啊？
Is it easy to serve the Lord?
我问一下桑牧师，
在, May I ask Pastor Song?
在西谷服侍神容不容易？
Is it easy to serve God in Silicon Valley?
不容易啊。
Not easy. How is it? How is hard? Is it?
你们那边有钱有人。
They have money, they have people, resource. How is it hard?
每个人生活都很忙碌。
Everybody is busy.
很容易被世界的事情吸引牵绊。
There are people who would be distracted by the world.
我这边还有另外一个牧师。
They have another pastor.
这从三藩市来的。
She comes from San Francisco.
我们是一级战区。
We are all in the front line.
没有，我们是一级战区。
Oh, we are in the front line.
他们是超级战区。
They are the super front line.
请问林牧师在三藩市牧养教会容不容易？
May I ask you, is it easy to lead a church in San Francisco?
非常困难。
Very tough.
困难在哪里？
How tough is it?
因为来的人有各种的状况，各种的背景，世界各国的各种的程度，所以而且带着各种的问题，然后呢？ 然后呢，就是因为每个人来的目的都不一样，所以非常的困难。
So because everybody comes from a different background,
谢谢。
Different needs and different culture, and they all want different thing from church, so it's very tough to lead a church in San Francisco.
听了他们两位，心里很得安慰。
After you listen to what they share, I feel very comforted.
没有一个地方容易。
There's no such place as easy place in this world.
那就问说，牧师，对我们教会来说，新酒是什么呢？
So may I ask you, what is it the new wine to a church?
这就是神给我跟师母的一个新的看见。
So this is the revelation that God gave us. It's a new revelation.
教会是一个家。
That the church is a family.
不是一个工厂。
It's not a workplace.
也不是训练中心。
It's not just a place for equipping.
神使用我们在25年前建立的这个大使命灵粮堂。
God used us to built this church for 25 years.
我们是这个教会属灵的父母。
And we are, Pastor and Marlene are the spiritual parents of this church.
我们虽然从主任牧师的职位上退休下来。
Although we stepped down from the position of the senior pastor position of this church.
可是不能改变我们跟这个家的为父母的这个地位跟属灵的权柄。
But it would not change our position, I mean our status as being the spiritual parents of this church.
也不会改变这个家的意向跟方向。
And it will not change the vision and mission of this church.
还有运作的模式。
And the way it is operating.
所以当刘牧师邀请我回来处理教会的时候
so,
教会事情的时候
when Pastor Tong Liu invited me to return and come back to the Great Commission to resolve issues
我在神面前有祷告
I prayed before the Lord
神给我的启示是这样子
That's, the revelation that God gave me was
要回去这个教会
that when you return to this church
要清理这个教会
that you need to cleanse this church
要把教会重新在正确的位置上
and you will have to put the church in order
把每一个人能够放在正确的位置
and everybody be put in the right position
能够来真正的服侍神
so that they can truly serve the Lord
那就请问新皮带是什么呢
so may I ask and then what is the meaning of a new wine skin
你有了新酒要有新皮带
after you have the new wine you need the new wine skin
Amen
Amen
新皮带就是我们教会这个崭新的一个模式
The new wineskin refers to the new format of this church.
就是我们下面要的这个就职典礼。
And this is why we have this inauguration ceremony.
这为什么刘牧师就派商牧师来。
And this is why Pastor Tong Liu sent Pastor Richard Song.
我也邀请林牧师来。
And also Pastor Li Lian.
我也邀请黄医生来。
And also Minister Huang.
因为他们要来见证这个新的新的新皮带
because they come and witness what is the new wine skin here
也是要见证这个新皮带的开始
It's also to witness the beginning of this new wine skin
这个新皮带是指怎么样的运作模式呢
So what does that refer to? How do we operate in this new wine skin?
这是我们去跟回家运动这些年来学习从里面领悟出来的
And this is what we learned from the movement called the homecoming
In
the last many years,
就是他们的领导是有一个父母跟儿女一起两代的
and that their leadership has a two generation in it, is both the spiritual parents and the spiritual children.
So, 在我们这个新的模式里面
and in this new model,
马林跟我是属灵的父母
and that Marlene and Pastor Tian are the spiritual parents.
在我们下面有一个执行的这个牧者团队牧养团队
and under us there is an executive team there's under us as a spiritual children and they will execute the plans
我还没讲他都帮我翻了太棒了
it's like the model of Moses and Joshua you know anyway
就是说
Moses praying
上面一个是属灵的遮盖跟权柄
is that there's a spiritual cover and a spiritual authority on top
下面有真正在执行实行的人
and there are also people who execute the
在旁边还有一个理事会
and the next there's a board
他理事会就负责一些财政啊这些行政啊还有这些其他行政上的事务
and board will be responsible for the finance and other administrative
所以是两代一起来往前走。
So then there will be a two generation walking together to lead the church.
如果能走得好，是很美的事情。
If we can walk together in unity, that's a very beautiful thing.
所以这是一个新模式，一个新的季节的开始。
So this is a new model, it's a new season, a new beginning of new season.
我们从今天开始就是只有中英文在一起这样的聚会。
So starting from today and onward, we're going to have a joint service. Have both the Chinese and English service together.
从今天开始都是早上十点半。
And we'll start at 10:30.
我们需要有翻译的人才。
We need people who can translate.
你说牧师，我很有这方面的恩赐。
You can say, Pastor, if you can volunteer yourself, if you have the gift of translation.
聚会完立刻跟我登记。
And after this meeting, you can sign up with me.
我们今天早上。
And this morning.
我讲的稍微长一点。
I know I share a bit longer.
因为我很激动
because I'm very excited
牧师人家说牧师你都看不出来很激动
but I can't tell that you're excited
我越激动的时候外面越看不出来
because the more excited I am the more calm I look on the outside
因为我们在做一件历史性的事情
but today it marks the day of a historical event of this church
我们要确立年轻世代的这个接班人出来
we want to inaugurate the younger generation leader.
我想我讲的时间早就超过了。
I know that the time I share has been long overdue.
下面那个赵传道要讲一点他的故事。
So the next will be Minister Joni, me. I'll share a little bit.
我们请师母继续翻译。 虽然他说一直要我翻译。
Well, ask if Marlene can help me translate.
我们的师母是天才啊。
And Marlene is very talented.
不是 talent, 是 genius.
Genius.
因为她的中文程度只有小学五年级的程度。
Because her Chinese level is only the
primary
school, elementary school, fifth grade.
恩高翻译。
She truly relies on the gift of the Holy Spirit, and she can guess what pastor was saying. Okay, so I need to switch my mind. 谢谢牧师。
Thank you, pastor.
谢谢师母。
Thank you, me.
牧师刚刚讲到一个新的模式。
So pastor just shared about the new model.
就是讲到属灵父母跟属灵儿女。
Talk about the spiritual parents and the spiritual children.
能够走在一起来领导教会。
They can walk together to lead the church.
这个其实对我来讲也是一个新的想法。
And to me, it's also a new concept.
因为我们在过去在教会里面，我们永远只是知道只有一个领袖。
Because before we know that it's only one leader.
就是那个主任牧师。
It's that senior pastor.
那主任牧师要怎么样子呢？
And how is that senior pastor to be?
大家大概都会有一个印象。
So everybody has certain picture what that pastor should be like.
他一定可能要四五十岁的。
He has to be around 40, 50 years old.
要结婚呢。
Married.
又有小孩了
have children,
然后呢 在教会服侍呢超过很多年
and he has to be in the ministry many many years
然后又很会讲道
and can preach very well
然后呢很会祷告
and very good prayer
然后又很会服侍每个人又会怎么帮助人家的 marital counseling
and very good in marital counseling
我跟你说
I tell you
如果你要找这样的一个人
if you want to find such aPastor?
是太难找了。
It's really hard to find someone like that.
我想说，看到我们的牧师。
I think when we look at our pastor.
还有我们的刘同牧师，他们。
And also Liu Tong.
我想问，这世界上有多少个这样子的牧师
？How many people are like Tong Liu?
你知道他们像什么吗
？You know what he looks like?
像超人。
He is like Superman.
真的不是开玩笑。
Really, Tong Liu is like a Superman.
特别是在这种小的教会。
Especially in this small church,
在没有太多的同工跟人手
when you don't have enough coworkers,
然后你要期待这样的一个领袖
and you expect such a leader,
对他们的担子其实是非常的重
it's a heavy burden on them.
坦白讲
plainly to tell you,
no, honestly, 我今天站在这里
today I stand before you,
其实是一个 surprise,
was a surprise to me,
yeah, to me,
yeah, to me.
And to a lot of people.
And to a lot of people.
很多人也是一个惊奇。
People are very surprised.
因为我刚刚讲过。
Like I said before.
当一个主任领导教会的人。
A leader of a church.
你对他的印象。
Your perception of him.
就是我刚刚讲的 right?
Just like what I just shared with you.
从来不会想到是我。
I never thought it was me.
我是完全的相反。
I was totally the opposite.
我在今年才32岁就不用猜了。
This year, I just turned 32.
对。
So you don't have to guess how old I am.
然后我是女生。
And I am a female.
年轻的。
Young.
单身。
Single.
还没有被按牧。
I'm not ordained yet.
Okay. 虽然我在教会已经服侍有十年了。
But I have served in the church for 10 years.
我不会像牧师那样子那么厉害。
I'm not as capable as Pastor Tian.
你想想看，他又高又壮又体力又好
See, he's strong and tall and a lot
and
of energy
handsome,
and
okay.
handsome.
我呢是又瘦又小
And me skinny and small.
你看我的身体的建造就是完全不一样的
You see my body structure is totally different.
可是我觉得这就是神在做工的地方
But I'm going to tell you this is God's work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我今天在跟你分享这个，我也是在对我自己的一个宣告。
So today I share with you is also a declaration to myself.
就像牧师讲到新的世代
，Just like the pastor say, new generation.
什么是新的世代
？What is the new generation?
什么样的人 qualify?
What kind of people qualify?
我问你，如果你从外面的来看，我绝对是不合格。
If you look from the outside, I'm not qualified.
可是神不是看外面的神 ，Amen.
But God does not look at the outside.
神拣选谁就拣选谁 ，Amen.
God chooses whoever He wants.
神看的是人的内心。
God looks at the inside.
我坦白说，我是一个很害怕的人。
I tell you, I'm a very fearful person.
一直到今年，我都没有想到是我。
This year, I never thought it was me.
可是我知道神的手在我生命里面。
But I know God's hands on me.
不然我就不可能还待在这里。
Otherwise, I wouldn't, able to stay here.
刚刚牧师有讲的，在一个教会要服侍多辛苦啊。
Just like Pastor said, it's really hard to serve in the church.
我在你想想看，我的家人都在香港。
See, all my family are in Hong Kong.
我在这里只有我一个人。
I'm only here alone by myself.
是什么支撑我到今天
？How can I endure till today?
当然不是我的信心了。
Of course not. It's not my faith.
我说真的，不是我的信心。
It's not my faith.
我的信心很小。
I have very, very little faith.
我可以跟你讲一个小故事。
Let me tell you a little story.
当开始，我零八年不零六年，我开始来这个教会。
I came to this church in 2006.
是我人生很低谷的时候。
大
学生有什么低谷
？I came at the lowest point of my life. I was a college student back then.
我说大学生有什么好低谷的
？College students have low point in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
真的。
Really?
你说世界你都没有去闯过，你怎么会有 low point?
How can you have low points? You're not even out in the world yet.
可是我跟你说，那个时候我面对人生很大的一个 crisis.
But I was facing a big crisis in my life back then.
就是我的一个人生的目标跟价值。
And I was struggling with my self, my worth, and my purpose and my destiny.
我很感谢神。
I really thank the Lord.
神把我带到这个教会。
That God brought me to this church.
我跟你说，我一生里面就没有别的教会。
I tell you, in all my life, this is my only church.
说真的
，Really,
这个就成为了我的家。
This is my family, my home.
我刚刚讲过，我的亲人都在香港。
I told you my family are back in Hong Kong.
我来了美国，从高中的时候都没有回去香港真正的住过，跟我的家人。
Since I came here, during my high school years.I never went back to Hong Kong and lived there.
所以我直到我在美国，直到我来到这个教会，我开始发现我原来有家人。
So when I came to this church, I find out that I do have a family here.
我很感谢牧师师母。
I thank the pastor and pastor's wife.
你知道很奇妙吗？我跟他们的女儿是同一个年纪。
It's very amazing. I am the same age as their daughter.
神真的把我们是超自然的带在一起。
So God supernaturally brought us together.
不是自然的人想法。
It's not according to natural thinking.
他们给我们很多机，给我很多机会。
They gave me a lot of opportunities.
我从十年前 ，10 years ago.
Yeah, starting 10 years ago.
牧师原来只是找一个行政同工。
God was only, I mean, Joseph, Pastor Joseph was just looking for an administrative assistant.
然后他就找上我了。
So he found me.
可是其实我的，如果真的认识我，他知道我的恩赐绝对不是在行政。
But for those who know me, you know my gift is not in administration.
我是敬拜赞美，对吧？
My gift is in leading worship.
坦白，牧师那时候我是谁，他都不知道。He doesn't know me that well. 然后我只是觉得有祷告，然后我就感动，我觉得说，我只是有一个愿意服侍的心。
But all I had was a heart to serve.
因为我知道神拣选我。
I know God chose me.
我可以讲说到我要毕业的时候，我原来要想回香港的。
So upon graduation, I was thinking about moving back home to Hong Kong.
可是我遇见了神大大的圣灵浇灌。
But I encountered the Holy Spirit.
Filled by the Holy Spirit to the point, 到一个地步有一个 encounter, 就是我是五体的投地粘在地上不能动。
So I was really, I encountered the Holy Spirit. Was
the power of the Holy Spirit
came upon her
me,
and she was glued to the floor.
Yeah. I basically lay straight on the floor, cannot move, in the position that's prostrate. 就是完全五体投地，那是圣灵的工作。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit in me.
然后神对我说一句话。
So God told me one word.
他说，这里要有复兴。
Here, there's going to be a revival.
你就是那复兴。
And you are that revival.
我今天跟讲员们听，你会觉得说你怎么那么自大？You may think that I'm very proud to say this. 坦白讲，我没有跟任何人说过这句话。
I never told anybody what God told me this.
因为我也知道这个是一个很想不到的事情。
Because this is something unthinkable.
可是我想走到今天，我觉得神是非常信实的。
Until today, I feel like God is very real, very
faithful.
Faithful.
因为不是在乎我怎么样。
Because His word is not dependent about.Who I am.
Yeah. 不是，而是他在我生命里面的心意。我可以讲好几个例子。
It's God's will in my life.
我记得有一次，刘同师母来过我们教会服事。
I remember one time Pastor Tony Liu and Belinda Liu came to serve in our church.
他也为我发过一个预言。
And they gave me a prophetic word.
他说你常常小看你自己。
They told me you look too little of yourself.
可是神要大大使用你。
But God is going to use you mightily.
要说就是小女子成就大事。
It's just that little girl is going to accomplish big things.
然后我在这里过去这十年，很多的服事的不同的岗位。
Last 10 years, as I served in different positions,
我从来没有想过我将来要变什么。
I never thought what I will become someday.
有一些人会问我说，你在教会的位置是什么？
People may ask, oh, what position do you have at church?
我常常说不出口。
I said, it's hard to say.
因为我做太多事，很多事。
Because I do everything.
你可以想过的我可能都做过了。
Everything you can think of, I did it.
我刚刚说从 admin, right? 从行政的。
Start from administration.
从小孩的我也做过。
From children's
ministry. 还有 Sunday school.
Sunday school.
教会敬拜。
Worship ministry.
祷告。
Prayer ministry.
还有讲道。
Preaching.
到为人家服事。
Minister to people.
叫清洁午餐。
Cleaning the after lunch.
反正各样的东西我都做过了。
Everything the church I did.
有一次我问神。
One time I asked the Lord.
我到底是做什么？
What is my what's my title here?
我到底是什么角色
？What role am I playing here?
然后我就有一个意念。
And I have this impression.
神，我就觉得我是一个工头。
I am a 工头。
I don't know.A foreman? A foreman.
Oh, yeah, I'm a foreman.
什么是一个工头？
What is a foreman?
就是他有一个蓝图在心里。
So a foreman has a map, a plan.
他有个计划，有个 blueprint.
He has a blueprint.
然后他的责任就是要完成这个 blueprint, 使这个 blueprint 实现。
So his role is accomplished, that this blueprint become reality.
我觉得神就对我说，我的心就像是这样子。
So that's what my heart is like.
我从来不在乎我是谁。
I never care about who I am.
我也不太在乎我要做什么。
And I don't care about what I will do.
可是我只在乎。
But I do care.
就是神的旨意。
That God's will.
神的计划。
God's plan.
神的国度。
God's kingdom.
能够实现。
Can be manifested here. In my life.
在这个教会。在这个地方。
In this church, in this place.
无论我做的是大的还是小的。
No matter what I do, big or small.
都无所谓。
It doesn't matter.
然后走，直到有一次我上了刘同牧师的课。
One time I attended Pastor Tong Liu's class.
我才知道那个课叫做领导学。
And that class is called a spiritual
leadership.
Leadership.
然后他就讲说，一个领袖
，It talks about a leader.
就是像一个工头
，It's like a foreman.
那时候我才知道
，Then I realized I know.
原来神的心意
，That God's heart
一直在我的生命里面
，God's heart, God's will in my life.
虽然我自己都不知道
，That I didn't even realize.
到今年的四月份，牧师说要退休。
So back in April, when Pastor said he's going to retire,
我也没有想到
I never imagined
会是我自己
that his successor will be me.
可是神让我想起
But the Lord helped me to recall
在2010年
in 2010.
牧师，特意来找我。
Pastor came to approach me.
用一个经文。
And he shared a verse with me.
就是在列王记上十九章是吧
？In First King 19.
就是以利亚去找以利沙。
Is Elisha went to Elijah went to look for Elisha.
然后去呼召他出来。
And call him to come and to serve the Lord.
讲到他要。讲到以利亚铺他的那个幔子，他的那个外肩在以利沙的身上。
So Elijah put his coat upon Elisha.
然后说，就跟他说，你回去想一想，我向你做了什么。
You go home and think about
what I've done to you. 然后以利沙就回去。
So Elisha went back home.
他原来想说跟我的父母亲吻拜拜先然后再跟随以利亚的。
So Elijah was thinking about going back home and say goodbye to his parents and then follow Elijah.
可是 Elijah 的话就是你现在就要来跟随我。
But Elijah said you need to come and follow me now.
所以他就牵了他的牛宰了。
So he killed and cut up his oxen.
然后煮给他们众人吃。
And then serve it, cook it, and serve it to his crowd.
然后他就起来跟随。
And then he get up and follow Elijah.
神在今年四月份，在我想到这个话，然后再用下面的，就是以利亚对跟以利沙这个传承。
So back in April, the Lord helped me recall this story about Elijah and Elisha.
And then they talk about the spiritual inheritance, like passing from Elijah to Elisha. 然后刚刚牧师也提到这个回家的模式。
So Pastor Joseph just shared about the model of home gatherings.
就是两代同行。
And two generations walking together, serving together.
有属灵的父亲，有属灵的儿女。
Spiritual parents working together with spiritual children.
然后在六月份的时候
，So back in June，
牧师就是六月中正式的退休。
So mid June, pastor officially retired, being the senior pastor.
然后在四月到六月，神在我心里面做一个很快的转变的工作。
So the Lord, between April to June, the Lord did a very quick transformation in my life.
坦白说，原来我也是快走到尽头了。
Actually, originally, I was also came to the end of myself.
尽头是在服事里面的尽头。
I mean, end of myself in service.
我是觉得，哦，没有任何的动力跟精力想要再服事下去。
And I just didn't have any energy or motivation to continue to serve.
因为刚刚都知道是很困难的事。
Because it's very difficult.
可是，在六月份的时候，我们去一个回家的聚会，就在我生日的当天。
So in June, on my birthday, at the homecoming gathering,
刚好有个 homecoming 是最后一天的聚会。
It was the last day of the homecoming gathering.
他们所讲的信息
the message that was shared on that day,
也是讲到属灵父母跟属灵儿女。
It's talked about the partnerships of the spiritual parents and the spiritual children.
讲到属灵儿女的地位是什么呢？
Talk about the position of the spiritual children.
就是要完成他属灵父母的意向
and that is to carry on, accomplish the spiritual parents' vision and mission.
你看在，然后他也用同样的经文，就是以利亚跟以利沙。
And they use the same scripture about Elijah and Elisha.
我问你，这个是 coincidence 吗？
Do you think this is coincident?
这个是巧合吗？
It's by chance?No,
不可能
not,
神就在我生日的当天
So on my birthday in June
在那天他对我很清楚地说
And God told me clearly on that day
我的任务
My
mission,
mission
就是要成全我属灵父母的意向
Is to accomplish my spiritual parents' vision and mission
你看以利沙
You look at Elisha.
他一生的传承是以利亚的双倍，可是他的源头是以利亚。
Elisha received a double portion of Elijah, but his vision is.
But it comes from, inherits from Elijah.
So he inherited Elijah's mission.
最后他走上天的时候，人家叫以利亚的名字，还是跟人家对以利亚的是同样的。就说我父啊，我的父，我以色列的战车马兵啊。
So when Elijah was taken up by God in a fiery chariot, you know, Elijah said, "My father, my father."
Right, the Israel's chariots. That's the title of what people refer to Elijah, and the same title was referred to Elisha by the time he left the world. So I'm saying. 我的意思是说，他传承是从他父亲那边承接的。这个故事 ，Okay, let me finish.
So actually, Elisha inherited Elijah's mission.
Yes. 在圣经里面有很多不同属灵父亲跟属灵儿女的模式。
So in the Bible, it has a lot of this type of model. The spiritual parents working with the spiritual children.
还有像摩西跟约书亚。
Like Moses and Joshua.
摩西没有完成的，约书亚来完成。
Joshua accomplished what Moses didn't accomplish.
大卫跟所罗门。
David and Solomon.
所罗门成就大卫的梦想。
Solomon fulfilled David's dream.
所以我很清楚知道。
So I'm clearly know.
不是我。
It's not me.
是神的心意。
It's God's heart.
愿意把我们带在一起
that God brought us together
成为一个团队
to become a team
要实现神的梦想
and it's to fulfill God's dream
不是牧师的师母的 dream 而已
it's not pastor and his wife's dream
是神的梦想
it's God's dream
然后神的儿女
and God's children
我们作为属灵的儿女
we become spiritual children
完全的与他们同行
To be one-hearted with the spiritual parents,
跟他们同心
and to be one-hearted with them,
成全他们
fulfill their mission.
所以我知道我也分享的很长，可是我觉得这个是我的我觉得这个很重要。我下面就想要说，我要代表作为属灵儿女的身份，我想送给他们一个礼物。
So as a spiritual Child, I want to give them a gift. This represents.
我跟他们的象征性的是说，我在意向跟方向跟心里面是跟他们连在一起的。
So I am with them in their vision and mission. We are together.One-hearted.
不只是在工作上面
Not only in the work level.
而是在我们的生活上面我们也是
In our life, we are one.
我记得去年我还送他们一个他们那个什么17年的不是17年是34年的一个结婚纪念的礼物
So I gave them their 34th wedding anniversary a little...Card booklet.
Yeah, 我自己做的
I did it myself.
是有神的灵感
It has God's inspiration.
就是讲到 What happened when the East meets the West? 就是说，如当东边的文化遇见西边的文化，会发生什么事？你知道发生什么事吗？ This is one of the gifts that I give them. In the booklet.在那个小书里面，我就用了一个会转动的这个球，这个世界的地球 ，It turned the world upside down。这就是下联。
So Johnny created a card, a few pages, and said that when the East and the West meet, it turns the world upside down.
Yes. 然后讲到这个是我第一个礼物。This is my first gift to you.
谢谢。
This is represent the Great Commission, and they are going out tonight.
So we are leaving tonight for a six-week
mission. Amen. Yes.
Oh,
so this is the... of my position is standing with them, you know. 然后第二个 还有另外一个很重。Can you guess what is this? Yeah, 你们真的会猜，就是蜡烛。
This is candle.
我不知道这个中国人送蜡烛可以吗 ？Anyway, 还好是红的，对吧？It's red candle. So 为什么送蜡烛呢
？Why do I give them the candle?
因为他们的生命就像蜡烛一样。
Because their life is like the candle.
我没有想。点燃他们的生命
their life.
Yeah, they light their life like a candle.
They light their life like a candle.
发出香气
produce incense.
This is a
smell the incense.
Candle.
Incense.
可是你看到我这个是我现在才突然想到的，这里有三根。
There are three wicks.
Yeah.在一起的 candle 三个在一起
three candles together
就像三股绳子对吧
like the trinity
对还有 three
cords bind together stronger
就是很 strong 你想看一个 candle 的灯火一个 很难可是当你在一起的时候就是成为大光
because one wick can produce a little light but when you have three wicks together it produces a lot of light
a bright light
a bright bright light
所以这个也是我代表的想我的心意就是说我们在走在一起
so this symbolizes that we walk together in serving the Lord
然后点燃我们的生命
and we light our life
yeah for the world which is right there
for the world we turn the world upside down
这是我们的新的季节
very
it's a new season
this is a new season
Yeah, representing. So you can light this up in your home. It smells very good. You can very, yeah, that's... yes, so 这个就是代表我的心意 and commitment.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, 还有我的尾声谢谢牧师师母
Thank you for your symbolic gift, symbolic prophetic gift.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. 就跟我很像，是不是
？We gave our spiritual daughter orchid. Yeah, life just began.
Thank you. Thank you.
We should take a picture all together.
可以照相吗？谢谢大家的耐心啊
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. I know this is a long, long service.
比较长啊
It's a little bit longer, but it's not like this every Sunday.
我想我们到了非常重要的这一段
So we come to a very important part.
我们就是要 establish 怎么讲？我不知道怎么翻译。我们要
我们设立。
我们要设立这个招营传道是代理。执行牧师在这个教会啊，要一年的时间。
So we're going to establish Minister Johnny Chu to be the acting executive pastor of Great Commission Christian Church.
我们是两个人是
for 1 year.
我们是从这个教会属灵父母的这个身份地位来做这件事情。
We do this from the position of the spiritual parents.
我们特别请了母堂的代表桑牧师。
We invited Pastor Shan from our mother church, the River Life Christian Church.
他代表刘同牧师。
He is representing Pastor Tong Liu.
也代表我们的母堂生命和灵粮堂。
Yeah, representing River Life Christian Church.
我们也请林玉莲牧师。
We also invited Pastor Lillian Lin.
他是丰盛灵粮堂。
She's the pastor of Abundant Linlian Church in San Francisco.
她可以说是我们灵粮堂的友堂。
Yeah, she is one of the dollar churches. Her church is one of the dollar churches, just like us.
非常感谢林牧师。
I really appreciate Pastor Lin.
我在年初的时候身体不太好。
In the beginning of the year, my health wasn't good.
林牧师就接过讲台，几乎常常为我们讲道。
So Pastor Lin fulfilled the pulpits for me many times.
他有灵粮堂的恩膏。
She has the anointing of the bread of life.
弟兄姊妹们非常喜欢他的讲道。
And our brothers and sisters really enjoy her preaching.
所以我们三位要特别为我们的造传道来祝福。
So us three is going to bless our minister, Johnny Chu.
可不可以请造传道到前面来好吗？Yeah. 等一下，我们同时今天也要设立这个执行牧养团队的团员，就是 Ruby， 我们请他到前面来，好吗
？We also want to establish our executive pastor team.
这个英文
EPT
英文很好讲，但是中文很难翻，我翻了半天还翻不出来。我想主要的就是一个真正在牧养的团队。
It's a team that shepherds the church.
我们因为还需要时间要设立更多的，我们还来不及，将来会按照时间会设立更多的。
So in the future we will have more EPT members. Right now we just I have two, but in opportune time we'll add on.
我们下面就很自由了，我就请这两位远方代表，他们随着圣灵的感动，你们有什么先知性的话语，有什么祝福要祷告，都可以自由发挥，只是不能太长。这个是 Ruby 姊妹 ，Johnny 姊妹啊，那这个是，我们就请你们把时间看一下，
有没有翻译？
你就，我们不翻译了，下面就讲，时间没有。
好啊、首先代表生命和灵粮堂，那、来到贵教会非常荣幸能够参加这样一个典礼，那、也看见田牧师、田师母他们在这教会的劳苦，也看见新一代的领袖。Johnny 传道，然后还有 Ruby 姐妹在这里。那我相信神的恩典一直在这个教会的里面，这个教会的设立就是因为神，所以我相信这个恩膏会继续传递下去，好像那个恩膏的那个外衣要披在这个新的传道的同工的身上，来继续带领这个教会继续的来往前行。所以我们就先一起低头来为他们同声来祷告，然后我来做祷告。圣灵，愿你今天圣灵充满在我们中间，主啊，让你恩膏降临在我们中间。哈利路亚，我们赞美，我们感谢你的名。哈利路亚，哒哒哒哒哒，去干嘛吧，妈妈，哒哒哒哒哒。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，我们实在是相信主，你是爱照应安隐传道的。主，他是属于你的女儿。主，你从众人当中拣选他。主，你在他过去的日子里面，你让他经历到许多的服事，但他在各样的服事当中，更是来得着主你自己的心。主，他今天承接这样一个新的职务，我相信你要赐下新的恩膏，赐下新的能力，赐下新的启示，也赐下新的亮光在他的身上。愿主你自己的恩膏今天就充满在他身上。主啊，这个恩膏厚厚的流到他的全人全身心。哦，主啊，这个外衣就披在他的身上。主啊，从此人看见他就看见主你自己的荣美。主啊，看见他就看见一个牧者的心肠。哦，主啊，看见他就看见一个这个服侍主的一个榜样。哦，主啊，愿你圣灵大能充满在他身上，看顾他，保守他，祝福他，与他同在。主啊，也为了另外一姐妹 Ruby 姐妹来代祷。主啊，同样的也求主你自己的恩典 主啊，你自己的祝福，你自己的恩膏充满在他身上，当他服侍的时候没有怨言，心中满有无比的喜乐。主啊，愿你充满他的身上，主啊，就是有那个巧思，主啊，就是有那个技巧，主啊，知道怎么样的在教会里面服侍，成为众人的榜样，让他也跟赵传道成为好的同工，主啊，与众弟兄姐妹成为好的搭档，主啊，他们服侍的时候真的是越服侍你越喜乐，越服侍你心中就越有甘甜。主，我们再次感谢赞美你，主，你设立他们两位在你的面前来服侍你，主，我们相信这个教会乃是属于你的，主，你自己的恩典要降临在这个教会当中，你自己的荣耀要透过这两位传道和姐妹继续的来彰显出来。主，我们赞美，我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣名求，阿们。
我想有些在我还没有为他们祷告之前，我想补充刚才神放在我心中的一件事情，就是我在80年代就在台北灵粮堂了，现在我还是安的台北灵粮堂，所以他们都叫我灵粮宝宝哈。那我在台北灵粮堂的时候，正好就是周神柱牧师他们从很传统的大团契几百人的教会转向小组，那时候就开始一个月一次，我的那个团契几乎有200人哈，教会很多的大团契，然后呢教会为了要让圣灵的更新可以运作，每一个月我们有一次的圣灵的就是圣灵充满的一个聚会。那我记得教会那时候团契里面很多人反对哈，然后呢可是我自己很渴慕，我每一次都会去。然后有一次我去的时候就遇到一个执事，他就在门口就欢迎我进去。那我知道他是在教会是大力反对这个圣灵更新的路线的。后来我就跟他说，诶，你不是反对吗？那你今天为什么还来？他就讲了一句话，他说虽然我不赞成牧师他们现在这个圣灵方面的工作，他说但是为了让神的恩典更流畅在教会，他说我愿意顺服，他说我愿意顺服配合教会的脚步，所以我放下我自己。那是30多年前的事情，我到现在没有办法忘记这件事情。意思就是说，有的时候当神要做一些工作我们不明白的时候，如果神的恩典能够更流畅在神的身体，在教会，在弟兄姐妹当中，让我们学习放下自己的看法，放下我们的主见，好叫神的恩典更流畅。很多年过后你回头看的时候，你就知道你那时候的决定是对的。不要让我们成为神恩典跟圣灵流通的一个拦阻。阿们，阿们。我现在要来就是为 Johnny 来祷告。在没祷告之前，刚才在敬拜的时候，我从神那里领受，我要告诉你 Johnny， 你在神的眼中你是一个非常优秀的敬拜者，你非常的优秀。神要你不要小看自己年轻，你要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上做众人的榜样。在过去你十多年的这个参与教会各种各样的服事，你好像大卫一样在那里就是杀死那些的熊或者是那些的狮子要来吞吃羊群的。你过去好像在打那些小小的仗。主说 This is the time， 你要起来 face 那个巨人哥利亚，现在是时候你要起来 arise and shine， 你要起来发光，你要起来面对哥利亚的时候，主说你不要害怕，你不要胆怯。主要向你说你不要胆怯，你要像当年的耶稣一样刚强壮胆，刚强壮胆，主必与你同在，主必与你同在。哦，哈拉西里里，我也感觉到主就是要告诉你你是一个非常好的敬拜者，你要把神给你的那一份提升，你要更多的进到内室，借着这样子的敬拜进入跟神之间的更亲密的关系。神要你在敬拜的里面，在内室的里面摸着他的心。神也要告诉你说，你不要去模仿别的人，你就是来寻求他，他就必把要怎么样来建立这个教会，要怎么样来建立弟兄姊妹的那个蓝图，那个 strategy 赐给你。神要用你把你生命里面的那个潜能跟那个恩赐再一次的提升。哈利路亚，哦，哈利路亚。你要勇敢， 你要忘记过去，你要在神的里面找到自己的 identity， 你要走在神给你的命定，不管别人怎么看你，别人怎么说你，那不重要，重要的是神怎么看你，神怎么说你。你要竭力进入安息，你要竭力进入安息。在敬拜的里面，当你跟神有更多的那个相遇的时候，你的里面就越来越进入那个安息，你就不害怕，你就有信心，你就勇敢的能够把脚踏入约旦河。神说他要在敌人面前为你摆设宴席。而刚才当你在分享信息的时候，忽然间神提醒我，今天其实是刚好我跟我先生22周年的结婚纪念呢。我要给你以赛亚书22章22节，这里说，我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他的肩头上，他开无人能关，他关无人能开。这是神给你的话语，主与你同在，神要做的事没有人可以拦阻，神所开的门没有人能关，神所关的门没有人能开。你不要害怕，你的心要与神的心对齐。哈利路亚。阿爸天父，我感谢赞美你，主啊，我再一次，主啊，把你所赐的话语求你自己来封住。主啊，我祷告求你的话语要成就在 Johnny 的身上。主耶稣，我为着 Johnny， 主啊，为着他有可爱你的心，主啊，为着他把他年轻的生命摆上，主啊，我献上感谢。主啊，我为着他来献上感谢，为着他尊荣他的属灵的父母。主啊，为着他，主啊，愿意降服，主啊，为着他愿意顺服你来承担这个，主啊，承担你的旨意，承担神国的这个责任。为着他，主啊，是一个小女子，他愿意肩负天国的使命。主啊，我感谢赞美你，主啊，他在你的眼中是优秀的。主啊，我奉你的名，我宣告，主，你要兴起他。主啊，你要兴起他。主啊，我感谢赞美你。主啊，我也特别的祷告，主啊，求你把一颗，主啊，那个为父为母的心放在他的里面，把一颗爱羊群的心放在他的里面，让他在敬拜的里面，让他在服事的里面，他能够摸着你的心。主啊，以致他的服事能够讨你的喜悦。主啊，我感谢赞美你。主啊，我也求你特别的把那些忠心的、能够同心的属灵的同伴带到他的身边，成为他的扶持，成为他的得力的助手。主啊，我感谢赞美你，特别的恩高他。你不但提升他，主啊，那个敬拜的恩高，主啊，你更是要来提升他那个讲道的恩高。主啊，带领他，开启他心灵的眼睛。主啊，让他在每一天每一件大小事情的里面，主啊，他经历，主啊，你是那位打败哥利亚的神。主啊，我感谢赞美你。主啊，因此，主啊，求你自己的宝血厚厚的来遮盖他。主啊，你要来保护他。主啊，我也特别为着他将来的配偶来祷告。主啊，你要为他预备个爱主的弟兄。主啊，可以跟他一起的来跑天路。主啊，一起来承担这个神国的担子。主啊，感谢赞美你。主啊，是的，我要宣告，主啊，他不但是主啊这一个教会的一个 new generation， 主啊，你要借着他也来兴起新的一代。主啊，把许许多多的年轻人，主啊，带进那个爱慕耶稣的里面。
Amen.
主啊，让许多的年轻人能够在这个时代被你来兴起。
Amen.
主啊，成为你国度的精兵。
Amen.
主啊，感谢赞美你，我奉你的名祝福 Johnny 牧师，Johnny， 谢谢赞美耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。哈利路亚，主耶稣，我为着 Ruby 姐妹来向你献上感谢。
Amen.
主啊，感谢你。主啊，真的是看到这个姐妹，她真的里面对你充满了许多的渴慕。主啊，充满了许多的爱。主啊，她愿意默默的服侍，默默的摆上。主啊，我感谢赞美你。主啊，因此，哦，主耶稣，我祷告她要成为，主啊，她要成为 Johnny 最好的同工。主啊，她要成为教会的代祷者。哦，主啊，她要成为教会隐秘处的，主啊，那个主啊，突破口的人。主啊，我感谢赞美你，你兴起她。主啊，你兴起他，你恩高他。主啊，主啊，感谢你把那个爱人怜悯人的心肠放在他的里面。主啊，你使用他。主啊，在教会不足的地方，主啊，他就摆上。主啊，在教会有缺乏的时候，主啊，他就挺身而出。主耶稣，我感谢赞美你。主啊，他所做的在暗中在隐秘处所做的你都看见。主耶稣，你自己要，哦，主啊，你自己要来奖赏他，你自己要来供应他一切的需要。
主耶稣，我感谢赞美你，作为特别的祷告，主啊，你要把一个刚强壮胆的灵赐给 Ruby， 主啊，你让他不要害怕，主啊，不要害怕，不要因为觉得自己年长了，不要因为觉得自己好像不能做什么，不，神要兴起你，神要兴起你成为许多年轻弟兄姊妹的属灵父母。
Amen。
主耶稣，我感谢赞美你，我求你的爱，主啊，求你的同在更多的来充满 Ruby， 主啊，与他同在，谢谢赞美耶稣，奉你的名，主，你要来祝福这个教会，祝福 Johnny， 祝福 Ruby， 祝福他们的整个同工的团队，主啊，让这个教会同心同行，主，我们宣告在未来的日子，主啊，你奇妙的作为，你的 Shekinah Glory 要在这里大大的彰显，谢谢赞美主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen。
我想请会众通通起立好吗？我们请起立啊！如果你乐意举起你的右手，我们为这两位祝福，我代表整个教会来为他们祝福。刚才Johnny 他讲了很多他的事情啊，我的总结就是一个超自然，超自然，我今天要给你的祝福是超自然， supernatural。 主，我们感谢你，主，你是一个独行其事的神，你的意念高过我们的意念，你的道路高过我们的道路，天怎么样高过地，你的意念道路都高过我们。主，我们恭敬地把 Johnny 传道，把 Ruby 交在你的手里，主啊，你的恩高领导他们，在今天这个特别的聚集，你给他们一个开始，一个崭新的意念，成为一个新皮带的思想，就是一个超自然的思想。哈利路亚，赞美主，愿神的恩高来高你们两位，超自然成为一件最自然的事情，你们每天活在超自然里面。哈利路亚，赞美主，也让这个教会成为一个超自然的教会。超自然的教会就是在一切的限制之中不受限制，在一切的困难之中不被打倒，在一切有限当中经历无限。哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。有一天，上个礼拜天早上，我在这边，有一个谢天传道来，谢天牧师来讲道，讲道完的时候，我上去讲话的时候，神让我看到一个异象，就是教会充满了人，充满了人。哈利路亚，愿你的旨意成就，愿你祝福今天来的每一位，当他们看到、听到这个超自然的见证，他们心里被激发，说：“我也要，我也要 ，I want it, I want the supernatural God manifest in my daily life. I desire that, and that's our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen。”请坐，还没有完啊，还没有完。我们最后，我们要请，我们今天圣餐就不举行了啊，下一次。我们请那个我们的同工啊，可爱的同工，他们很辛劳的。第一个请刘贝斯姊妹，好吧，到前面来。刘贝斯，还有 Larry 弟兄，就是你啊。还有请那个小青
Welcome our co-workers to come forward。
我们就站在圣餐中，我答应你们不上台嘛，哈，那就没有上台。
So,
那个 Larry 站那个贝斯旁边，不要客气啊。还有那个小青啊，还有那个 Chris 啊，我们。将来还有更多的同工，好不好？两位站这边，两位站那边，好吧？你们两位站这边，可以。
These are our co-workers.
Larry,
I'd like to bless them.
啊，我一个一个介绍哈，那就你。
I'm going to introduce them.
我们非常感谢贝斯姊妹啊。
Really appreciate Betsy.
贝斯姊妹跟我在这个教会好久了。
She's been in this church for many years.
她非常忠心。
She's very faithful.
我们的饭食。
Like for all our luncheon,
每一次的大聚餐
every time we have a big gathering,
只要有刘贝斯在
whenever we have Bessie,
哎呀，一定是吃的最好的
that we have the best food.
呀，也谢谢他带领小组
and we also thank you for her leading the small group.
还有他帮忙各方各面很多方面的
and also all kinds of serving.
我们非常感谢他
we thank you.
谢谢你
we appreciate you.
这边还有一位 Larry 弟兄
and our Larry, brother Larry.
你看他多可爱啊
okay, how cute he is
他总是笑嘻嘻的、哦、
He's always smiley
他也帮助很多很多
He also helped a lot
都在幕后
And so behind the scene,
神都知道,
God knows.
神喜悦,
God receive your service and he delights over you.
牧师也都知道,
and I know too.
所以非常感谢你,
I appreciate you.
非常感谢你,
I appreciate you.
这个长得高高的小帅弟,
we have this tall and handsome young man.
他叫做 Chris.
His name is Chris.
Chris在我们的办公室行政方面什么都做。
He helped us in the administration. Helps all kind of things.
他就好像 Johnny在10年前的样子。
He's just like me 10 years ago.
什么都干。
It does everything.
所以那个师母跟我讲说，这个人会不会有一天也去念神学？
He said one day he might go to the seminary.
师母讲的话很准的。
Like whenever Pastor Marlene says it's really accurate.
她虽然不知道她是先知,
although she doesn't know she's a prophetess,
但是她讲话很像先知,
but when she speaks, she really sounds like a prophet.
我们非常感谢Chris.
We truly appreciate Chris.
你们猜一猜她几岁啊?
Can you guess how old he is?
诶,很准,
34, she already knows the answer.
很好,
oh, she doesn't know.
Daisy猜得好。
You're good. Good at guessing.
Daisy也很年轻啊。
Daisy is also very young.
这是小青弟兄。
This is Brother 小青。
他在七年前来我们教会是吧？
He came to our church 7 years ago.
六年。
Oh, 6 years ago.
他非常有心啊。
And he's very dedicated.
那时候我们教会正在21天的每一天都祷告。
That time was when we had 21 days prayer and fasting.
每一天晚上都祷告。
Every night we have prayer meeting here.
他住在San Rafael。
He lives in San Rafael.
他也都过来追求,
and he would drove all the way across the bridge to here.
我也帮助他们夫妻的婚姻,
and also I helped them in their marriage.
我请他们做夫妻小组的组长,
and I asked them to be the marriage couple small group leader.
小青是很有经验的,
Frank is very experienced.
他是屡败屡战,
he will keep on fighting his battle, never gives up.
得胜就来到,
and he will have victories.
我也非常谢谢他,
and I really truly appreciate him.
他也很多时候做这个 service leader.
A lot of times in the past he was our service leader, 司会.
他非常的优秀.
He's a very outstanding.
他怎么优秀, 你待会吃饭的时候跟他谈一谈。
How outstanding he is, you can talk to him personally.
那我下面要请黄医生来到前面好。
Now I'm going to invite Dr. Huang.
黄医生呢, 他非常爱主。
Like Dr. Huang really loves the Lord.
帮助很多的人。
She helps many people.
她是礼拜四晚上参加我们国度祷告中心。
And she comes to our Kingdom Prayer Center every Thursday night.
她常常讲到国度的事情。
She always talks about the kingdom.
所以今天请她来特别为我们的同工祝福。
So today I invite her to pray for our co-workers.
她在祝福以前有一个见证要分享。
And then before she prays, she's going to share testimony.
你只有1分钟。
You only have 1 minute. 我要翻译吗？
弟兄姊妹平安，
Brother, sister, peace,
可以翻译，因为如果有人听不懂，
okay.
我在前天领受到一个异象吧， 神的感动。
2 days ago, I received like a vision.
是给赵传道，也是给大家的。
It's for me and for everyone.
赵传道，你在就职之后第一次的讲道。
So that after this ceremony, the first sermon that I'm going to give.
是在 11月,
it's on the November
11号,
11th,
11点,
at 11 o'clock,
11分,
at 11 minute.
你讲的信息是按照教会的计划当中, 不是随便找的。
And the message that I'm going to give is according to the flow of the sermon, I mean, that we have already scheduled.
经文是约翰福音11章,
it's on John chapter 11.
主题是11节。
The theme is on verse 11.
主耶稣说，我的朋友拿撒路睡了，让我去叫醒他。
That the verse says, my friend Lazarus has been asleep. I will go and wake him up.
大家相信这样的，主耶稣会行这样大的神迹吗？
Do you believe that God will do a miracle here?
弟兄姊妹，你若相信。 必看见神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
这是我前天从神领受的。
That's the
每一件事情我编不出来。
I cannot come up with this on my own.
荣耀归给神。
The glory give to God.
我们请
那个黄医生为我们的同工祝福，因为你是最爱主的同工，就为他们祝福。
好的，我送给大家以弗所书第四章，既蒙召行事为人，就应当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。我们个人蒙召都是按照基督所量给个人的恩赐，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。阿门。我们今天牧师讲到的哈，讲到就是要有很多，就是我这跟我这经文很我想的祷告的和牧师讲到的特别 match， 所以我特别感谢主。亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，主你呼召这群弟兄姊妹愿意来服侍，愿意跟随主你给大家的意向，给教会的意向，给牧师的意向，给众弟兄姊妹的意向。主啊，愿意行在主你的道路中，愿意将福音传遍地极。主，我们向你献上感谢和赞美。我们自己摆上我们自己，哦，成为神圣灵的工作的器皿。主，我们愿意改变我们自己，被圣灵更新，脱去我们的旧皮带，更新成为新的皮带，成为圣灵工作的器皿。主，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，你要在新的世代赐下新的使徒，新的先知，新的传福音的，新的新时代的牧师，新时代的教师。主啊，就在我们的同工中间。主啊，现在这些同工是蒙你所喜悦的，蒙你所悦纳的。教会的一切的服事，主啊，都是给神做的，不是为我们人做的。主啊，我们都是为在主里边的，为着主耶稣基督的缘故。主啊，我们除去我们中间一切的分歧和偏见，让我们在主里竭力保守圣灵所赐给的合而为一的心，来一起来奔走前面的道路。愿大使命教会的荣耀大于过去，今以后的大于先前的。主啊，在这里建立主你荣耀的教会，将你的光照在 Richmond 加州，全美国，全世界，将你的福音传遍地极。主，我们谢谢主，祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。
谢谢，谢谢。
Thank you。
我们聚会就到此结束，这是历史性的记录，从来没有那么长过。
Never had this long service before。
我们就请，如果可能，就欢迎你留下来，我们有很好的午餐招待。
But please stay behind and then have luncheon with us。
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everybody.